It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac-Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac-Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And it's time to say good morning to Lac-Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega.
Live in the studio.
Live, yeah, you're on the job today. We recorded the last two programs, didn't we?
The last two, yeah. It was.
Yeah, but your things have settled down a little bit for you now, and you're back on your regular routine.
Yes.
All right. So the office is open all week long?
Yes.
And you'll be there.
I got a few meetings this week, but okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, good to have you back around again.
It's good to be back.
All right.
You know, I was out, you know, meeting veterans and handing out my treats at the county fair, and then getting some education at a conference and at the St. Cloud VA. Now it's good to be back.
Yeah, well, good to have you back on the scene.
Yes,
so let's.
Thank you.
Since you're back, let's salute a veteran, shall
we? Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Lanford Leroy Overland. Lanford was born on April 2nd, 1920, at Providence, Minnesota. I would assume that would be Providence Township.
Probably. Used to be a kind of a community, I guess, there, but a couple of buildings or something. Yeah.
He passed away on September 5th, 1981, my six-month birthday that day. He entered active duty on September 10th, 1942, Fort Snelling, the United States Army Air Force. Was honorably discharged on January 5th, 1946, at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was an airplane instrument mechanic with the 12th Tactical Air Communication Squadron. Look at the airplane instrument mechanic. When I was looking at, you know, enlisting in a branch of service, the Marine Corps offered me that position, airplane instrument mechanic, but I turned it down and decided to join the Army instead. But he took place, some battles and campaigns he participated in were India and Burma, and some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Bronze Star, Distinguished Unit Badge, Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, 3 Overseas Service Bars, a Driver and Mechanic Badge, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Lanford, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Hey, this is one of our many great veterans out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's talk about justice today, shall we? That's always a good thing to talk about.
Yes, we were talking about that a little bit earlier about Justice League, DC Comics, and
Justice Center
in Yellow Medicine County. But this is a Veterans Justice Outreach Program. There was a press release came out September 17th, so last Monday, announcing the expansion of the Veterans Justice Outreach Program by hiring more staff nationwide. VA announced it is ready to hire an additional 50 Veterans Justice Outreach Specialists, or VJO Specialists, following the President's signing of the Veterans Treatment Court Improvement Act of 2018, which is a new law shoring up support services to veterans impacted by the justice system. This law requires that VA, within 1 year of enactment, to hire 50 additional VJO specialists and place them at eligible VA medical centers. VJO specialists will, either exclusively or in addition to other duties, serve as part of the justice team in a Veterans Treatment Court or other veterans-focused court. Created in 2009, VA's VJO program currently funds 314 VJO specialist positions across the United States, including 53 added in fiscal year 2018. VJO specialists serve veterans at earlier stages of the criminal justice process with a three-pronged focus on outreach to community law enforcement, jails, and courts. VJO specialists at each VA medical center work with veterans in the local criminal justice system, including but not limited to veterans treatment courts. They conduct outreach in jails and engage with law enforcement by delivering VA-focused training sessions and other informational presentations. I've sat in on a few of these in the Wilmer area, and they do a pretty good job. Currently, the St. Cloud VA has 3 VJO specialists, which is the most out of all the VAs in the area. Minneapolis, Sioux Falls, Fargo, St. Cloud has 3, where the other ones have either 1 or 2VJO specialists. But they conduct outreach in jails and engage with law enforcement by delivering VA-focused training sessions and presentations. They have served more than 184,000 justice-involved veterans since 2009, and some in this community and regional area.
It's a lot of veterans.
Yes, it is. The first veterans treatment court started in Buffalo, New York in 2008. I've spoken to the judge and a couple of service officers in that area. And there are now 551 veterans treatment courts and other veteran-focused courts operating in the United States. VA is a critical partner for these courts, and VGO specialists serve as members of the court's interdisciplinary treatment teams. These treatment courts are veteran-specific adaptation to the drug court model. Unlike traditional criminal courts, veterans treatment courts are not adversarial. The judge, prosecutor, defense counsel, and others work together as a team to ensure that veteran defendants access the treatment services they need and fulfill any of the requirements imposed by the court. For more information on the Veterans Justice Outreach Program, you can visit va.gov/homeless/vjo.asp. And, of course, you can contact our office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you happen to have that number.
Yes, you left it out. Thank you.
That's
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
Could have looked at your sleeve, too.
I could have.
Got that shirt on today.
Yep. Or, of course, you can contact our office in the lower level of the courthouse, garden, as you like to call it. Open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right, and again, you're in the office?
Yes.
Maybe once in a while you'll be out, but regular hours this week.
Yep, I'm in the office for the bulk of the week. I do have a couple meetings, but, they're in town here, so, won't be much affect on the office hours. So.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks for dropping by. Always good to see you in person.
Yes, I'm probably better looking after 2 weeks.
Oh, yes. You look much more rested and relaxed and well-groomed and, just really, really good.
Clean shaven.
Yeah, that's that too. All right. Thanks, Josh.
Yep, thank you.
Josh Benning, a Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lackbarrel County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time, right here for Vets Info on the Air.